watches that doggy in the window, the one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Can you name that artist from way back when? That was written in 1980s, I guess, and it's Patti Page, if you can believe it. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. When you hear the doggy songs, you know it's time for Frisky Friday, and we do have a little frisky one in the studio this morning with Francine Armstrong. She's here. She is the founder of one of the best organizations in town, A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm totally biased. I just was regaling her with how many pets I've looked at on Facebook every day. I'm totally addicted. They're all so beautiful.
She always knows the dogs when I come in. She goes, oh, I've seen that one on the website.
Yeah, because I'm actively looking. And so Christine, who works with you, does such a beautiful job of describing in detail the personalities, what they need. So I, even though I might fall in love with their face, I live in a smaller apartment kind of complex, so I don't want to have a dog that needs to run. That's not fair.
Right.
You know, so I love that you do all that.
Some people love it. Some people don't. That we get in trouble, you know, they don't think we're being fair because we require a fenced yard for certain ones. But there's a reason. They're
absolutely
in our homes, and we know what they are like and what their mannerisms are, how active they are,
mm-hmm.
If they're barkers, stuff like that.
Right.
So we try really hard to make it the right home for the dog. People think it should be the right dog for the person, but it's got to be the right home for the dog. We're their voice.
And I love that. That's how you approach this. And if someone is interested, you can find them on Facebook for sure. But you also have a website.
Yes, A Place of Hope Rescue. .com.
Okay, placeofhoperescue.com. So who is our little visitor this morning? I know who it is, but tell our listeners.
This is Molly. She's a little one-year-old Jack Russell Chihuahua mix.
Oh,
she
so
came
cute.
From a shelter in South Florida. And when she came to us, I had no idea that she was going to be special needs, but she is. And I think that's what's holding her back from getting adopted. So I wanted to kind of talk about special needs dogs a little bit today. We get in quite a few special needs dogs, and we're not scared of taking on the tough ones. Molly's is very minimal. She has what's called fly bite seizures. A lot of people don't know what they are. I didn't know what they were. When she was acting crazy laying on my bed one night, I was like, what are you doing? And I remembered something I had read years ago, and I looked it up. And basically what she does is she starts throwing her head back like she's looking at something, like trying to catch something on the ceiling, and then she starts trying to catch the flies.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's called a fly bite seizure. It's a non-focal seizure. It doesn't do anything to her. You can distract her out of it. You can call her and pet her, and she'll still might take a few little munches here and there like she's protecting you from the killer fly on the ceiling.
Aww.
But it can turn into seizures, but very rarely does it. But because we are so transparent, we tell people everything. We don't want you to be surprised by it like I was. So she doesn't have any meds. She doesn't have anything. She's a year old. She's the happiest, waggiest tail dog. Got the cutest little underbite. And she just wants to be loved and have a home and a lap because she is all about her person.
Right now she's falling asleep in your arms. She's got the cutest face, white and brown coloring, and just the ears are brown and the face
precious.
Is white and just as cute as she could be. But it's interesting because when you say special needs, I think people get scared by that phrase.
And
but
sometimes
it's important
I get it.
Kind of know what it is though, and that doesn't sound like something that wouldn't be manageable.
Right. It's very manageable because, I mean, there's really nothing to it. She mostly does it if she's stressed out. That's why when she first came in, she was stressed. She's in my house where there are a lot of dogs she's not used to.
Probably a lot of noise.
We're both stressed out by that. But she stopped doing it for a while, and then we moved her to another foster when we had an opening, and she started doing it again a little bit. But so I think a lot of it has to do with stress, and I think once she gets into a really calm environment where she's comfortable and knows this is her safe spot, I think it'll help her quite a bit. And we got one in the other day, bless his heart. He's not posted yet, but he's like 3.5 pounds of terrorist. He's a little chihuahua. He's tough. You just ask him. He has no bottom jaw. I mean, he's a hot mess, but he's tough. You go to pick him up, he will let you know. He had 3 little teeth when he came in.
Uh-huh.
He tried to bite the volunteer that was holding him, and the first one fell out. And I was like, there
oh,
you
no.
go. So all of his teeth are now out. And he goes this next week to get his neuter. And so we're, you know, we wanted him to get a little healthier. But he used to, every time we would try to pick him up, he would start screaming at us. And he's finally at a point where, on his terms, you can pick him up, and, you know, we laugh because, you know, he acts like he's going to eat you, and we all jump, and I'm like, oh, wait, he doesn't have any teeth.
How big is he?
3 pounds, 3.5 pounds.
I'm sorry. I don't
tough
mean to
laugh. Chihuahua. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's so cute. But
isn't it amazing how unique their personalities are?
It really is. And the dogs that you don't think will act one way, and because they look like these cute little sweet things, and then you go reach for them and they're like, I will take your fingers off. But they come around. It just takes a little time, and we work with them. And
well, it's interesting because we have one of my friends, as you know her, Katie King, who works with the Great Dane Rescue in town. And I've always been intimidated because they're so big. But now I've learned they're gentle giants.
They're gentle giants.
Isn't
they're so pretty. And
they want to be lap dogs, by the way.
Yeah. And they want to have their own couch. And little dogs are like that, too. There's just, you can fit a lot more of them on the couch, I guess.
Right, exactly. Well, we sure love what you do. And this little guy is as cute as he possibly could be. Oh, some folks are coming in from the staff wanting to hold him. Okay, might have a new owner here.
She's getting her picture made.
Aww,
yay.
Yay. And you can see all the pictures on the Facebook page and the descriptions, and it's also on your website.
Yes, and please, so many people put in applications because they see a cute little dog in the picture. Please read the bio. The bio gives you everything you need to know as far as how to apply, everything. So we get messages all the time, I want this dog. Put in an application.
Right. It's a process.
Oh, well, I don't know where to do that. Read the bio. you know, we need an auto-repeat button.
Right.
Read the bio. But we love them, and we take care of them, and they all find homes eventually. Sometimes it just takes some of them a little longer, and Molly will probably just be that one that takes a minute because of her issue.
But she sure is a cute one, I gotta say.
She
could be. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Frisky Friday. Francine Armstrong is here with the Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. We'll be back and let you know how you can help, and maybe your, you know, interest has been piqued about possibly adding a little being to your family this year.
Yay!
We'll have all the details coming up next on Pep Talk. Welcome back to Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. I'm Meg. Francine is here with the Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. And who's the little being here with you?
Molly.
Molly. She is a cutie.
Molly is a doll. She is a happy girl whose tail wags all the time.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you all need. And you've got an event coming up, right?
We do have the next low-cost microchip clinic is coming on February 21st from 11 to 2. We'll be at Coastal Sunrise Animal Hospital in their parking lot. This is not something they do. They just let us go there to do our event. It's at 6209 North 9th Avenue, and you can bring your dog. You need to have proof of rabies, but we charge $10 to do a lifetime registration microchip for you. We do this because of all the lost dogs in the area, and we encourage people to microchip your dogs so that if they do get out, there's no question as to whose dog it is. Hopefully it would get scanned when it was found, and sometimes even if they're deceased, the people will go out and scan them for a microchip to give people closure. So, you know, it's not good that they get out, but if they get out, let's try to get them back home safely, and that's our goal, to do these. We basically do them at our cost.
For $10, that is really inexpensive.
And we have a vet tech that implants them for you. It takes 5 minutes.
It's kind of like a shot, right?
It is. It's a shot to the back of the neck, and it's a big needle because it's like the size of a grain of rice, mm-hmm. basically. Mm-hmm. So just goes in, nothing to it, and then their registration is started by us, let's put it that way, mm-hmm. and then we turn it over to you to finish it up. And
you know what? If you've had a dog for a couple of years and maybe you've moved a couple times and you got a microchipped as a puppy, but maybe it's 3, 4, 5 years later, go back and pull out that little form that you have and be sure and update that information, because it's such a simple thing. But so often I hear from our rescues, especially our shelters in the area, that they'll have a dog be brought in that's been found. They have a microchip, but the person hasn't updated their registration.
A lot of times they never go in and even put anything right in their registration. They have a microchip, but it will pull up. We have one right now that's going to go back to Aliquot today because mm-hmm. she was brought in to us, and we were able to determine that she's from Aliquot. We reached out to them, and they were taking her back there today so that she's safe with them. Mm-hmm. And she's a little senior so we want her to go back to the rescue that took care of her.
Right. And no, that makes sense. So that event's coming up again. What are the dates again? The
February 21st. It's a Saturday. Okay. 11 to 2. It'll be posted on our Facebook page and our website. So you can go to aplaceofhoperescue.com. And if you forget when it is, like I said, we do require proof of rabies. That's for the safety of the person putting the microchip in, just mm-hmm. in case. Come out and tell people about it. We've had several of these. The first one we did at Coastal was a huge success. We've tried to do different places and different areas of town, but we don't have a lot of success finding places that have that safety level that mm-hmm. we need, because we go behind their little fence, and that way if the dog got loose, it would be safe. So we love doing this for the community. It is a community outreach type thing. And so if you will tell people about it and have them come out, we would greatly appreciate that.
If you just join us, talking to Francine Armstrong with A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. And I wanted to take some time this morning, too, if you're interested in fostering or adopting, but maybe this isn't the right time for you, but you'd like to support the organization. What are some ways that people can support what you do? Because you don't have a facility.
We
it's
don't have a facility.
Essentially, your home. Yeah. That you're doing. But you are legal, just to be clarified.
People show up at my house all the time. We do not have a facility. All of our dogs are in foster homes all over town. So people come to my house and they see dogs. I'm like, no, these are usually the ones that are at my house have unadoptability, or they're not ready yet.
So your dogs.
Or they're my dogs. I have a lot of dogs too. I love them. We tell people, you go to the website, put in an application, you can do it for pre-approval, or you can do it for a specific dog. If you do pre-approval, just tell us what you're looking for in a dog and give us, male or female, age range you're looking for. And just remember, we do age-appropriate adoptions. So we are very strict about that. We want the puppies that get adopted, they probably have a 10 to 15 year lifespan, mm-hmm. and we have to look at all that. So,
right.
But we have a donate button on our website, and you can go to it and donate PayPal, you can do credit card, we have Venmo.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people mail checks to my address, and so the community has been very good to us. We get deliveries all the time where they are just shipping us food off of our Amazon wish list, our Chewy wish list. And
yeah, those are the best. And I mention those every Friday because you can go right online while you're in the car at the stoplight. And it's legal to text at a stoplight, by the way, I found out.
Yes.
Text in, and you can order just some cleaning materials or things that maybe aren't as glamorous that they need, but they'll have their wish list there. You can click on it, buy it, and it'll be there the next day or two.
We have some groups that help us. Beulah Middle School's FFA, my granddaughter, is mm-hmm. an officer in their program, and we just did a little meet and greet at their school where Aww. We took in some dogs to talk to them about spay and neuter and microchipping. And those kids do fundraisers for us when we do that.
That's great.
They got us so many bottles of Tide Pods, and we have
Blue
Dawn enough to last us for a year probably. So, you know, food, everything. So we appreciate communities like that that help us to do fundraisers, and they just gather stuff. It doesn't have to be anything big. Some people gave a collar or a leash, you know.
Yeah, every little bit helps. And one of my favorite things you do is you also, can, if you can afford it, you can be an angel and pay those adoption fees for someone who may not be able to afford it.
We were doing that, and we aren't doing it anymore because we were not having a lot of success. And we felt bad because it was the same people doing it all the time.
Okay.
So we, and that's since COVID. COVID made it really hard. Plus, the vet bills have gone up. Mm. They just had another increase, and I was like, oh, gee.
No.
But, you know, people don't understand why the fees are so expensive. We do all the vetting that they need for a full year, plus a year of ProHeart for heartworm prevention. So, and, you know, some of the dogs are cheaper because of their age or situations with their health or anything like that. We do dentals. We did 69 dentals last year, which, I mean, those are crazy expensive.
Okay. So if you want to donate, though, you can go to their website at
aplaceofhoperescue.com.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back with Francine and Molly in just a minute on Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk on Frisky Friday. Francine is here with the Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. Just a couple of minutes left. I have to laugh. Little Molly has fallen asleep in her arms.
She's precious.
Cute as she can possibly be.
See, I just want a lap. Somebody give me a lap to lay on.
Mm-hmm. So just the last couple of minutes, anything you want to mention that we haven't talked about?
Just to remember, keep your dog safe, please. This area is so bad with stray dogs. I've never seen anything like it. So many people just letting dogs go. My pet peeve in life, and I'll just say this on here, if you let your dog out to go to the bathroom and it doesn't come back, it didn't get lost. You let it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to protect them.
Right.
And that just kills me. I see that, oh, they always come back. Well, they didn't this time.
Oh.
You know, and so we hear that so much. And I'm like, keep them on a leash. Keep them safe. Keep them in your yard. There are too many crazy people out there that will hurt animals if given the chance. And you're giving them a chance by letting them out like that on their own. So
no, that's really smart. And just if you care, you care. So just take care of them.
And microchip them.
Yes.
February 21st.
And only $10 to do that.
That's right.
Which is a steal.
It is. It's
they're
at least $60 to get done at the vet. Some of the vets are even more. So, you know, we're giving you an opportunity to do it. Very reasonable. And, you know, we just want you to help.
Okay. This is Pep Talk. Thank you again for bringing Molly in this morning, Francine. I appreciate and love all that you all do. You're doing a great service for our
Thank
community.
You.